Welcome to the Roots of Success podcast.
We've raised the bar.
Tap into the source of your success through real stories from real people.
I'm going to show you how great I am.
It's time to level up and get to the root of your success.
And now your host, Nate the Great Peterman.
What's going on, guys? Welcome back to another solo episode of the Roots of Success podcast. I am your host, Nate the Great. And for those of you who might just be joining for the first time, I just want to say I appreciate you so much. Thank you. You know, I like to drop immense amounts of value. Every single Tuesday, I release interviews with guests that have done incredible things, whether it's been in the business world, in the, you know, acting. I'm going to be releasing an episode in this upcoming week with a dentist that works on Post Malone's teeth, Shaquille O'Neal's teeth, right? So I love bringing you guys a variety. And of course, I like doing these solo episodes as well. A lot of the solo episodes are all experiences that I've been through, but this one in particular, there's something going on in the absolute entire world right now. And I'm sure if you haven't heard of it, you're living under, not even under a rock, you're living under a complete, I don't even know where you're living under, but the coronavirus, okay? I want to talk about this. It's a topic that is absolutely just skyrocketing. It's very insane. I mean, there's people dying over this, supposedly. And it's just, you know, I'm never one to really just bring up topics with sickness or anything within that kind of field. But I don't know. I felt that this was definitely something I've been called to talk about. And just because, I mean, not just because everybody else is talking about it. Of course, that is a trendy thing. But I just want to kind of vent my perspective on this, because this is something that it's very dear to a lot of people. And the news, it's all over the place. Okay, so I'm just going to start off at the top of it. If you might hear my voice a little bit deeper, I've been coughing for like a week, but the thing is, I'm not freaking out about it, okay? I'm not freaking out as if, well, Nate, man, you might want to get tested, right? And the reason why I say that is because when we have things like this that are going around, society, aka the news and the media, they tend to blow it out of proportion, right? And I'm not in any way saying, hey, this stuff is not legit. I'm saying that it does exist, of course. I mean, they're saying it exists, but at the end of the day, you can't always believe what you hear, for one, and then you can't always believe what you see, right? And I've learned this significantly, especially through this podcast with the interviews that I've done. I've had intimate conversations with some of these guests where, you know, you might hear something, but then whenever you talk with them, they actually tell you the truth. And with us, you got CNN, you got Fox, you got all these major news outlets. They're going to tell you what you want to, you know, what they want you to hear. It's the same exact thing with ads. I'm a marketer, right? I own a marketing company. I know how this stuff works. You don't see ads for celery brands. You don't see ads for carrot brands. You only see ads for McDonald's, for Burger King, because that's what they program us, okay? And then, that's what they program us. Some of you guys might be thinking, dang, man, I know you had this side to you. I'm thinking, oh, I got a side that you guys don't even know about, okay? But they program us with these advertisements. They feed us their food and this food, and it's cheap. That's why, come on, guys. Come on, let's get real now. Like, why do you think salads are so expensive? You know, it's not the fact that, come on. So anyways, back to the whole coronavirus thing. You know, at the end of the day, it all comes down to one thing. Stay clean, right? Staying clean, making sure that, you know, you're washing your hands like every human being would whenever they're sick. But now everybody's taking extra precaution because it's a worldwide dilemma right now. And people just so have to be dying. But at the end of the day, how many people die from cancer in a day, right? And how many people die from heart disease or strokes? And that's the thing that's not necessarily being talked about right now. And, you know, I understand that with this virus, it is something that's really starting to trend. I mean, they're canceling sporting events. I even heard that for the Los Angeles Lakers and just the NBA, that they're literally thinking about just eliminating the fans for the time being so the players can just play because of potentially getting people infected. I'm thinking infected. Man, last time I played infected was in Call of Duty. You know, this is years ago. But it's like, man, is this really a thing? And it's funny. For all my conspiracists out there, you know, I tend to just, I keep a very open mind. I like to look around, see what's going on in the news. And I'm going to read something that I found the other day that I found very, very interesting. It's a source online. It's actually on the Instagram page called Conspiracy Files. Very interesting page. Now, some of the content on that page can be a little bit like far-fetched, but this one just so happened to be very interesting to me. Okay, so basically, I'm going to read what it says on the Instagram post. It says, every 100 years, there has been a major pandemic. In 1720, the great bubonic plague of Marseille took, and sorry if I'm pronouncing that wrong, Marseille took 100,000 lives. That was in 1720. In 1820, the cholera pandemic spread and took over 15 million lives. Then in 1920, the Spanish flu killed well over 30 million people. Now in 2020, we are facing a coronavirus outbreak. I read that the other day and I was just mind blown. I did not know what to think. I read it and I'm like, holy smokes, this isn't just some coincidence, is it? Or is it? Every 100 years? Huh. And then I'm thinking about, man, we're right around the corner on a recession right now. I mean, are we going through a recession right now? And it's just, you know, it really makes you think, guys. Think about that. 1720, 1820, 1920, 2020. It's just, it's very, very interesting. So you're telling me after 2020 with the coronavirus, who knows how many this is going to impact with sickness and how many more deaths there's going to be. I mean, let's just be real. And then what's going to come in 2120? You know? So, you know, it's just something to think about. And I personally don't like to go too deep when it goes within the medical industry or anything with sickness or hospitality, because that's just not my lane, right? But since this is such a trending topic, I see people online that are just buying tons of these masks. You know, people, they're not even travel. I got people hitting me up like, Nate, do you think it's safe to travel to go to LA? Because I'm here in LA and people want to come and visit. And I'm like, yo, of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? Just because you see something on the news about there might be like a couple or however many cases there are at this moment here in LA makes you not want to, like, of course, come. I mean, if you want to take extra precaution, I guess wear a mask. I mean, they're saying for the people that are infected to wear a mask, not the people that aren't infected, right? It hasn't gotten that major yet. So, I mean, yes, travel. Don't get all weirded out and buzzed and like, oh my gosh, a panic, or don't develop all this anxiety and paranoia and put this thought into your head just because that you're coughing and you feel like, oh my gosh, I hope this isn't a coronavirus, you know? And hey, don't get me wrong. Like, whenever I first started getting this cough, I'm like, man, this is kind of weird. This is happening right around this time. But I'm like, you know what? The power of thought. I've read so many personal development books. I'm thinking, if I'm going to think about that it is this, then it is going to be this. But if I make up in my mind, man, it's just a little cough, right? Then it's just going to be a little cough. It's the power of thought. You are what you think about. If you consistently think about this, again, the media, they're putting this out there every single day, every single second, minute, you name it, okay? And they're programming the minds, and TVs are so accessible. You got TVs literally in your fingertips with your phones. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen, you got to be a bit more mindful of what you're listening to. Because if you're literally just going to watch a television screen, and hey, well, Nate, what about current events? I need to get updated on current events. Listen, that's cool. If you need your current events every single day, set a time limit on it. But if it's like the same exact current event every single day, and you just keep wanting updates and updates and updates, why? Just to see how many more people are like diagnosed with it? How many more deaths there are? Just so you can talk to your friends about, like, hey, man, did you see? Because that's all you have to talk about? why don't you talk about something about a book that you just read that has greatly enhanced your life, your morning routine, your hobbies, your habits. Talk about something that impacts you in a positive way instead of talking about something that absolutely has no effect on you. But you're acting as if it's literally dictating your life and your choices that you're making. I mean, guys, it's just the news. There's no difference from people that are, you know, diagnosed with any of these other diseases that have been around forever. Alzheimer's, Lyme's disease. Of course, they're not, but I'm saying, like, the media, you have to watch how much you listen to this. This is, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, it's just, it's insane because I hear about it all the time. My family's talking about it now. I mean, I feel like I can't even have a sane conversation without it coming up. And I'm thinking, man, is this all you guys want to talk about is Corona? I mean, why don't you pop me a Corona? You know, give me a cold one. You feel me? I'm thinking, man, let's talk about life. Let's have some fun, man. Let's reprogram the minds. But it just goes to show society. And if you're listening to this, I really hope that this is sparking a realm of you that you haven't quite activated or that you like to hear this more. But I'm telling you, I hope this is sparking something because it's way deeper than what we realize. Like, I hope you understand that the programming of what's going on here, not just within this coronavirus, but I'm saying within general, with what society, the media, the news tend to put into us. Okay? Everything is an addiction. Let's be real. Everything is an addiction. Whether you're addicted to social media, whether you're addicted to reading, you're addicted to sex, right? I don't know what it is, but we're all addicted to something, right? Somebody like Warren Buffett, hey, I'm addicted to investing. I'm addicted to, being wealthy. I'm addicted to putting my money where I know where to put my money, you know? So we're all addicted to something. Are you addicted to the news? Are you addicted to the media? What are you addicted to? Be honest. Be honest, man. Are you addicted to porn? Are you addicted to cocaine, to drugs? Okay. How can we fix this? Well, first off, let me tell you something. If you want to fix this, you got to be vulnerable. You got to be real with yourself first. I'm not saying, because the hardest thing is to always come out to somebody else and to be real. Or maybe it's the opposite. I know some people are kind of programmed differently, you know. But, you know, you got to be real with who you are. Have a heart-to-heart with yourself, man. Don't get programmed by society. I'm telling you guys, man. So this coronavirus, what's my opinion on it? Do I think it's legit? I do think it is legit, but I think it's getting blown way out of proportion more than what it really should be. Okay, yes, I've seen what's happened over in China, and that's very, very, yeah, I was just in China a little bit over a year ago, and it's insane just what's happening over there. So, yeah, I mean, my love's always, I got a soft spot for China, I'll tell you that. I got a bunch of friends over there and things, and, you know, just take extra precaution, guys. That's what I'm saying. You know, wash your hands just as if you're sick, okay? If you haven't cleaned the counters for a while, I haven't cleaned the counters for a while, so I was like, shoot, let me clean my counters, and I did, and I'm thinking, man, one advantage of this is, you know, they're telling us, hey, you got to be more cleaner, and people are actually doing the necessary measures to do that, you know, like, I haven't cleaned my counters in a while, so I was like, shoot, let me do that, and let me just get on top of it, you know. I interviewed Jacqueline Schultz and her father's Howie Mandel, and, you know, people were kind of busting on him, like, man, Howie had it right all along doing the fist pumps instead of the handshakes and everything. And then I saw he posted something on Instagram today about he's going to have to walk outside with one of those, like, juggernaut suits on. So, so funny. But yeah, anyways, guys, that's my feedback. I wanted to make this on, you know, just this coronavirus because it's so viral right now and people are just, yeah, going nuts over it. So, all my two cents is, hey, don't worry too much, you know, cancel out the media. I'm not saying you can't never watch it. I'm just recommending for your own sanity, please do something that is more valuable of your time. Okay. Start the business, read more. Okay. Turn off the TV, turn off the media. Okay. They're making money off you. Let's be real. So, anyways, thank you so much for tuning in to the Roots of Success solo episodes. I really appreciate it. If you haven't already left a 5-star review on iTunes, please do so. It definitely helps us with ranking. You know, I keep getting asked, Nate, do you do any sponsored ads or anything for, you know, products? And I'm like, you know what? I don't yet. And I personally just don't like to do that. I want to keep this as ad-friendly, ad-free, ad-free as I possibly can. So, just to keep it as clean and flowy to you guys. So thank you guys so much again for tuning in. And until next time, I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Roots of Success podcast. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. I really appreciate that, as well as a like and a subscribe. Stay connected between shows by following me on Instagram at NateTheGreat. And remember, guys, success starts here. Keep winning. Nate the Great signing off.